Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today we're going to look at a problem that's probably very familiar to you. Everywhere we go, we find that people are irritated, angry, and out of control. People are blowing up over the tiniest little thing. There's road rage, there's people shooting people over nothing, and there's all sorts of strikes and fury and anger in society as a whole. Children are yelling at parents, parents are yelling at children, children go to school and take it out on their teachers, teachers scream at the children, and the whole place is turning into a boiling pot of anger. And people don't feel the need to keep their anger under control anymore. If you go back a long time to the movies and they're playing cards in the Western around the table and someone cheats, the other guy pulls out his six-shooter and blows the person who's got the four aces or something out of the water because they're offended. And they say, I'm offended, I can blow that person out of the water. And this attitude that you can do anything you like to someone, say anything you like to someone on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you can do anything you like if you are offended. And people are getting offended over the color of this or the color of that. I know people who are offended over the Ukraine colors or this or that or the other. They're getting wound up. They're getting offended. They're getting angry over the tiniest little thing. And often it's a complete and utter misunderstanding. A guy in our area has a nursery business. The nursery business has had the same colors for 30 years, and they're the blue and yellow thing of Ukraine, and people are saying, oh, you're a communist, you're a this, you're a that, you're a New World Order sympathizer. In fact, they've been the colors of his nursery business for 30 years. That's what people are reading into you. They're coming to wrong conclusions about you, and they're just full of rage. They're getting angrier and angrier every day. Now, there's a word for this, there's a term for this. It's a technical term, and just bear with me as I tell you. It's called lack of emotional intelligence. They lack emotional intelligence. They're not wise. They don't have the purity and calmness of wisdom that we see in James chapter 3. In James chapter 3, it says that wisdom is quiet, it's humble, it's reasonable, it's pure, it's meek, and it talks about the gentleness and purity of wisdom. We're not seeing this gentle, pure wisdom anymore. It's being put on a shelf. People say, why do I need to be gentle, kind, meek, and humble when it feels so much better to just blast people out of the water? And when people come to that conclusion, that's called lack of emotional intelligence. And there's four R's. If you've got pen and paper there, write these down. If not, try and remember them. Resolve, resent, reject, revenge. If an issue isn't resolved, it becomes a resentment, and the resentment boils away inside them until one day they reject the person that they're resenting, and eventually the rejection doesn't stop it enough. Eventually they feel a need to take revenge. Resolve, resent, reject, revenge. And when you get these mass shooters, they always say, what do they say every time? He was such a quiet person. Why was he a quiet person? Because he had rejected society. He'd rejected his family, he'd rejected friends, he rejected everybody, and picked up that gun and blew away everyone at work or at church or wherever the mass shooter went to shoot people. Resolve, resent, reject, revenge. We need emotional intelligence. And the Bible tells us how to be emotionally intelligent Christians, how to have wisdom, how to have calm, how to be meek, how to be humble, how to be a person who is mastery in their mind, in their heart, and their soul, instead of fight or flight. When we get irritated, when we get offended, we tend to go into fight or flight. We either run away and slam the door, or we blow up and nuke the person. Well, that doesn't help. That doesn't help your relationship. It doesn't help my relationships. It doesn't help at church. It doesn't help at work. If you are like that all the time, if you're in fight or flight mode, what's going to happen to you? If you're always angry, you're always resentful, you're going to end up in one or more of these three places: jail, hospital, or the morgue. You'll end up in one of these three places: jail, hospital, or the morgue. Why is that? Okay, so you're resentful, you're angry, and you fight someone, you hit them. Well, you go to jail. If you're angry and resentful all the time, what's going to happen? Your stress levels are going to go up. All those cortisol is going to flood your body. All the stress is going to attack your inner organs. You'll get this, that, or the other, wherever stress finds its place in your body, and you will end up in hospital. And if you're really, really stupid and you go angry and resentful and you take a gun and you get into a shootout and the police come and you shoot at the police, then you end up in the morgue. So if you're angry and resentful, you're going to do in your work, you're going to do in your relationships, you're going to do in your marriage and your family. Your kids will hate you because they're sick and tired of being yelled at. You need emotional intelligence before you end up in jail, hospital, or the morgue. You need to repent. You need to believe in Jesus. You need to have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And you need to have Jesus as your example in life. You need to know how to be a Christian, a person who is wise, who is gentle, who is godly, who manages relationships well, who loves God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their neighbor as themselves. So you need Christian emotional intelligence. I've written a book on that. It's called Biblical EQ, Principles for Being an Emotionally Intelligent Christian. It's at biblicaleq.com. That's biblicaleq.com. But let's get on with what we're saying here. What's this emotional intelligence? What is it? There's four aspects of it. Emotional identification, perception, and expression. In other words, I know I'm feeling this or that, being aware of what you're feeling. Second, emotional facilitation of thought. In other words, you're helping your emotions to help your thinking. So you think more clearly because you know what you're feeling. Your head isn't full of confusing noise. You can think clearly. Thirdly, emotional understanding. Being able to understand your emotions and other people's emotions so you can have better relationships. Instead of having to figure out what someone's feeling, you know what they're feeling and they know what you're feeling. You can express it. It can go back and forth. And instead of being lonely, you find you've got lots and lots of friends because you understand emotions and how to handle them. And finally, emotional management. Being able to keep your emotions under control and express them in the right ways. To have social skills. To be able to use your emotions in your thought, in your work, in your family, with your kids, so they feel loved. So they feel blessed. So they say, wow, dad or mom, they're gentle, they're kind, they're good, they love me. And you make people feel positive, and in return, they will make you feel positive. So you've got to walk away from the four R's, resolve, resent, reject, revenge. You're not going there. God says don't go towards revenge because it's spiritual death. It's the opposite of emotional intelligence. You don't want to end up in jail, hospital, or the morgue. You don't want a messed up life because you're emotionally out of control. Now, when they're looking for leaders, when they're looking for a good employee, what do they want? They want someone who's going to fit in. They want someone who's going to make people happy. They want someone that's got good emotional intelligence. And you, as a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus. You have salvation. You should be the most emotionally intelligent person at the workplace. You should be promoted. You should get into leadership because you have Jesus. You should be like Daniel, going right to the top of Babylon, or Joseph, going to the top of Egypt. So you need Christian emotional intelligence. Okay, and why Christian? Why can't you just pick up a book by Daniel Goleman or this or that and do the secular emotional intelligence? Some of you have heard about it at your workplaces. Well, the secular models, they're good as far as they go, but they don't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They don't have eternal life. They don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't have a model for you to follow. They just say, do this, do that, and it's not coherent. It doesn't pull itself together as Christian emotional intelligence does. You want a biblically based life. You don't want something that's just all scattered. You want, as a Christian, you want to tune in to your emotions within a Christian framework. You don't want psychobabble. You don't want all that kind of nonsense that the world talks about. You want Christian principles for living, and so you've got to go deeper into it. Okay, so what are the things? As we start this series on Christian emotional intelligence on Biblical EQ, we're doing a little bit of a series on it. Okay, biblicaleq.com, there we are again. What are the seven things that you're going to learn over the next few weeks? What are you going to find out? Firstly, the seven things you have to do to totally change your emotions in your life. Firstly, you need to renew your basic perceptions of reality and your perspective on life. You need to renew your basic perceptions of life. If you're seeing life the wrong way, you'll react to life the wrong way. Next thing, you have to renew your internal belief system. So you're believing the things that God wants you to believe. Next, you want to renew the thoughts and intents of your heart. You have thoughts, you have intents, you have a mind that's full of thoughts, and sometimes those thoughts go to crazy places, don't they? Well, you need to renew your mind. You need to renew the thoughts and intents of your heart. Number four, we need to renew our physical bodies and their influence on emotions. Well, I knew someone who was having these big emotional ups and downs, and I said, have you been on any new medication lately? And they had. The doctor had put them on a new medication. And so they rang the pharmacist and the doctor and said, I'm having these side effects. My emotions are going up and down. And they took away that pill that she had been on, and her emotions went back to normal. Okay, your body affects your emotions. Sometimes it might be medication. Sometimes it might be way too much coffee. I knew a guy who had 16 cups of coffee in the morning to get going, 4 quad lattes or something like that. Of course, it messed up his emotions, his mind. Our bodies influence our emotions. The chemicals we put into our body influence our emotions, and we need to renew our bodies if we're going to renew our emotions. Fifthly, we need to renew our ability to be aware of and to understand our emotions. We need to be able to know what we're feeling, why we're feeling it, and how to bring it under control. And it's all there in the Bible. You see a lot of that in Psalms when David's praying about the agonizing situations he's going through. Number six, renewing our ability to understand the emotions of other people. Now, I've been married for quite a few years to my wonderful wife, Minda, and Minda is very different from me in some ways. I need to understand her emotions. I need to understand what irritates her and to know when she's tired or when she's angry or when this is that. And we need to be able to read one another's emotions. And seventhly, renewing our ability to appropriately express emotion according to the desire of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit nudges you. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you, oh, be quiet, don't say anything right now, you'll upset people. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you words of wisdom, encouragement. The Holy Spirit is there as your power. Jesus is the goal. The Holy Spirit is the power to reach that goal. And love is what we should be living. We should be loving one another and living in love as Christians. So we're going to be talking a lot over the next few weeks about Christian emotional intelligence. We'll be talking about how to get those emotions totally under control, how you can be wise with godly wisdom. The book of James talks a lot about godly wisdom. You need wisdom from God. You need to download God's wisdom, God's emotions into your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. So I'm John Edmiston. I'm signing off with Uplifting Moments, and that website again, biblicaleq.com. You can get the book, you can get MP3 files, you can go to our videos on YouTube, Biblical EQ channel. Go and learn about your emotions. And God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.